You're listening to the inaugural On the Pulse podcast, hosted by Dr. Paul Zollinger-Reed, Chief Medical Officer for Bupa. We're on a quest to have a big conversation with as many people as possible about their health. And with that in mind, we're launching On the Pulse podcast. So, without further ado, here it is.
Hi, this is On the Pulse with Dr. Paul Zollinger-Reed, a podcast debunking health topics and issues around the world. So today I want to talk about World Cancer Day, Wednesday the 4th of February. This is an important day. It helps us unite the world in the challenge against cancer. And in essence, it's a call to action, not just for individuals, not just for governments, but fundamentally for businesses, because businesses employ people, and if we were able to reach all the businesses in the world and all the employees in the world and their families, just think of the huge difference we could make. This is all about awareness. It's about awareness of prevention. It's about awareness of treatment. And also, if you develop cancer, how to live well with cancer. In 2012, 14 million people were diagnosed with cancer, 14 million, and 8.2 million people sadly died. Those numbers are bigger than several small countries. They're huge. And we know that one in three cases are preventable. Simple things such as stopping smoking, sensible drinking, exercising, understanding your body, so understanding what breast lumps need investigation, understanding when your bowels have changed. The cost of cancer is ginormous. It's a staggering $1.16 trillion a year. Huge. But we've made huge advances in cancer treatment. Now 95% of testicular cancer patients survive 5 years. 85% of Hodgkin's patients, that's a type of lymph gland cancer, will survive greater than 5 years. And breast cancer is up to 80%. But the picture's not the same around the world. You will find great variability, even between developed countries. So if you look at bowel cancer, for instance, in Australia versus the UK, the 5-year survival in Australia is 65%, yet in the UK it's 55%. So why is this? Well, survival depends on getting a timely diagnosis. That's really crucial. Then on effective treatment. Then on patient factors, so the patient being as fit as possible. And also on the type of tumour. Now of those, everything but the type of tumour we can address. And how do we address this? Well, on World Cancer Day, we want to work through businesses. So Bupa has been working with the Union for International Cancer Control, an NGO that brings together all the cancer organisations throughout the world, focusing on how we can beat cancer. So it's about the conversation. It's about the conversation in the workplace. It's the conversation on prevention. We know that smoking is the biggest risk factor for cancer, and that people who smoke are 33% more likely to be off. There are many interventions, simple interventions, now digital interventions, apps on your phone that can help people, support people to stop smoking. We know really simple things like exercise, so not sitting around, just walking more, keeping mobile, can help prevent cancer. You all know about a good diet, the positive effects that can have. And then there's the educational piece. Education is crucial because we know that individuals, they don't understand what the signs of cancer are. So talking to the female workforce about what to do if you find a breast lump, talking about what a change in bowel habit means. These are the conversations we can have in the workplace. These are the conversations that will beat cancer. And then the screening. Many countries have screening programs such as mammography, such as bowel cancer screening. It's making employees aware of those so that they take up those programs because we know they're effective. They work. And then finally, it's around support. So if someone at work does develop cancer, being with them, supporting them through it, not just physically but mentally, because there's a huge mental stress challenge to cancer. And we know that people who are supported do much better because they will have, they'll have some complications. They may have side effects of radiotherapy, for example, and it's helping them through that. Now, all this can be done through the workplace. In fact, I'd argue it's the most effective place to do it. Governments have a place, but workplace and employees is a huge opportunity. At Bupa, as I said, we've been working with the Union for International Cancer Control, and we've produced three leaflets, which you can find at bupa.com/cancer. Leaflets on breast cancer, leaflets on smoking, and on cancer in general. So, World Cancer Day, 4th of February. It's a huge opportunity. Let's seize that opportunity. Let's make a difference. Let's dent that 14 million, and let's dent that 8.2 million deaths. That's it for this podcast, folks. If you're interested in knowing more about the topics today, you can find links on our website at bupa.com, or you can ask me directly via Twitter at bupacmo. Tune in next month for more interesting episodes. Support from this podcast comes from Bupa, helping you to live longer, healthier, happier lives.